We are announcing a federal grant totaling $137,602.
Congressman Brian Higgins was among those on hand announcing federal grant dollars to move this pre-apprenticeship diversity program forward. Reverend Joanne Scott, president of Niagara Organizing Alliance for Hope, or NOAA, says the program was inspired by frustration over a lack of diversity during the recent construction of the new Amtrak station in Niagara Falls.
There was not diversity as we would have liked to have seen in the hiring and in the hours that were put forth for this project.
Partners in this new program include Catholic Charities, which will play an active role in identifying candidates ages 16 to 24 who may qualify for training. Catholic Charities CEO Dennis Walzik.
Once they are identified and brought into our program, we will provide a comprehensive assessment with them to determine what skill level they're at as far as reading and math, able to comprehend and follow instructions. And then based on that, we will steer them into a program. It could be the apprenticeship program, and that'll be our primary goal. It could be to other training, and it could be into a job itself.
Labor unions will also play an active role. As the president of Iron Workers Local 9, Adam Dickey, told guests, leaving a group of people out would be a disservice to his union, but also to the entire community. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.